The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio, with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, and we're going to do something different today, but I'll tell you about that later. But welcome to the show. It's the 8th of March, 7:05 in the morning. Like I said, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassionate Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Christina's at the helm, ready to do things.
Good morning.
So we got to pack a lot of stuff in here. So the weather today is sunny with a high near 66 and showers after 4 a.m. tonight with a low around 42. And then tomorrow, Saturday, showers mainly before 10 a.m. It looks like showers and, you know, a little wind and all that. Sunday showers, Monday showers, likely, and Tuesday. Wednesday, sunny. Thursday, sunny with a high near 68. So it's getting to be close to 70 out there. So it looks like it's going to start clearing up. But what's that mean anyway? Oh, and weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, a family-owned business that gives just great service to their customers. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They take care of their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3792. Today is International Women's Day. Somebody wrote that on my weather report. Is that true?
Excuse me?
Is it International Women's Day?
Of course. It's a big day for all the world.
It's a big day for all the world. Is there an International Man's Day? Or is that every day?
I guess it's every day.
Okay. I'm here with Katrina. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you got a sweetie, another home run.
Yes, I do. I mean, they're all home runs, though, of course.
They are, but I mean, last four... Come here. What's your name, Sandra?
Sandra. She's a 10-month-old shepherd mix, and she's so cute. She has that beautiful brindle fur. Very medium-sized, I'd say between maybe 40 and 50 pounds.
Yeah,
she's not very big. But she is such a sweetie.
Oh, she's over here laying on my leg.
No, she's really great.
Licking my fingers. Yes. She's a love.
She is
a love. Oh, last 4 weeks. I mean, not that I can only remember so many, right?
That's fair.
But I know in the last 4 weeks, you've just brought in just wonderful little, you know, I mean, they're young, they're happy, they're friendly, they have friendly eyes. This one's just really nice, and she's not big.
No, she's not. She's a fantastic dog. I love her because, you know, she's 10 months. She's young. She's definitely kind of puppy-esque, but I think she's pretty mature for her age. She's amazing on the leash. She really never pulls. Once in a while, you know, but she's very, very easy to walk, which is always a plus for a lot of people. And she's not a super rowdy dog, honestly. She's pretty mellow. She gets in her little zoomy, you know, moods and whatnot.
Well, you expect puppies to do that.
Exactly. But she's not the kind of, you know, 10-month-old that's bouncing off your walls. And
yeah. Well, she's loving my boots because I'm out there with the horse with these boots.
Oh,
so it's
yeah.
It's got just wonderful smells on there. She goes, what's this? That's an $18 bale of hay that's been used. That's what that is.
She loves it. No, she's such a sweetie. She's often a leaner when you start petting her.
Oh,
a lot of times
it.
She leans up against your leg and just wants all the affection. And she's also done really well with other dogs. She's very playful and has done well with like a variety of different dogs.
Does she get down on her... You know, with the butt up in the air like dogs do when
they play. Oh, the little play bows.
Oh, the little play bows. Is
yeah.
that what you call them?
Yeah.
That's cute. When do my dogs do that?
I don't know.
Is it something that indicates, hey, I'm playing, I'm not going to attack you?
I would imagine, yeah, it has to do with something
like that.
A little bit submissive.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like, kind of a thing.
Snooki when we had her for the first 3 months when we took her up to the small dog park. It was on her back. You know, a dog would come up her size. She'd just fall over. You know, go, I'm not.
So cute.
I don't want to fight. And as she got older, she started asserting herself. But for the first 3 or 4 months, she was on her back there a lot.
Oh, that is so
cute.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. So we're just a stray, huh?
Yeah, she came in as a stray.
Oh. Okay, now she's over here.
Back over with the boots.
She's back over the boots. She go, in fact, that was a lick. So she's saying, I like this.
So maybe a fan of horses?
A fan of horses. Well, you know what? She'd be a great truck dog. She's a good size to hop up in there and put her head in your lap while you're driving. And so around people, obviously, she's friendly.
Yeah, definitely very friendly. I'd say sometimes she can fall a little bit on the shy side sometimes. She's not the kind of dog that, like, runs up to you and, like, jumps on you or anything like that. And, of course, I feel like if a lot of people, like, came up to her really excited, she'd probably, you know, be kind of unsure in that way. So she definitely falls a little bit more to the shy side more than anything, I would say. But she's incredibly friendly, and she definitely loves a lot of affection.
Yeah, well, and but that's okay. I mean, you know, she's big enough to, she barks at itself, you know, to protect your property. But she's small enough that she could hop up in the chair with you.
Yeah, win-win.
Yeah, it's a win-win with you there, and she's good around other dogs.
She is fantastic with other dogs.
What about cats, or do we know?
I don't know how she feels about cats.
She probably would be okay. You know what? I get the feeling she's kind of laid back. That.
She seems pretty laid back, and also she's pretty young, so with most dogs, as long as they're not incredibly, like, aggressive towards, like, small animals, you can usually train them to not chase the cats, you know, if they want to chase them and play, and she's definitely a good age for that, too, so if she does show a little interest, you could definitely, most likely, train it out of her.
Okay. If she did, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
She'd probably be, you know, she might be really good with cats, want to play. Okay, so how much... Or has she been, has her boarding, what's her adoption fee?
Her adoption fee is $75.
Has it been paid already?
It has not.
Okay, here we are. We will pay that adoption fee right here.
So now it is paid.
Huh?
So now it is paid.
So it is paid. It's a paid adoption fee. And you can tell anybody else that you happen to go over and see today, yeah, you know, Carl and Linda picked up the adoption fee. You can see it on the break. Okay. Well, good luck, Sandra. Now, what else is happening? We've got
Doggy Dash.
Doggy Dash.
Doggy Dash is coming up quickly here in, I think, a couple of weeks now. It's on March 16th.
It's a week from this weekend.
A week from this weekend, so we are cutting close. But no worries if you haven't registered yet. You can at havenhumane.org. And you can also register the day of the event. It does take place at the Sundial Bridge, so that'll be a fun time. And who knows, maybe... You know, if you adopt Sandra, you can take her with you and dress her up in a cute costume and have a good time. I could see her being fine in a costume.
Oh, she probably, you know, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm pretty. All right. Well, thank you again so much.
And
to Haven Humane for all the things you all do for the animals and our culture here that we've got so many. And for all you people out there that have been adopting these animals, you know, God bless you for doing something like that. Here's a good little dog. That not little, but a medium-sized dog, 40-pound dog, that could just really fit into a family. You know, she's young, and she likes people. And, if, you know, say, you know, you got that 5 or 6-year-old child. They could really bond.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, something like that, or older, whatever. Okay, well, thank you.
Of course, thank you.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank. It is, don't leave you, I need one more pet. locally owned, it is locally owned. And a local bank, local board of directors, 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Redding, 1 in Anderson. They have great service, just great service. We've done business with Cornerstone for several years and very happy with that. Learn more at Bank Cornerstone. And we'll be right back after these messages. Take
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, Redding, when was the last time you experienced Black Bear Diner? Entrepreneur Magazine recently recognized this hometown diner as a top growing national restaurant. Why? Because there's always plenty for your paws. With delicious homestyle options that deliver choice, value, variety, and a cozy way to make memories and celebrate occasions. Come on in and remind yourself what guests all over the country are discovering.
Black Bear Diner.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBach. Good morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone line 530-605-4567. Hey, if you've got any comments on the State of the Union address, please share them with us. We're going to do something different today. My guest at 8 o'clock sent me a text last night, late, that he is ill. So we're going to do something. After the election on Tuesday, I was getting emails and phone calls from people that had not heard of Alan Long before. Well, we interviewed Alan Long on the 29th of February, and what we're going to do is just replay that at 8 o'clock after the news. We're going to replay the interview. So for the people that have not, you know, we're not that familiar with him and with him as of right now leading in the race. So we thought we'd just do that as a public service so you can hear who he is, and what he wants to do and what he wants to accomplish if the if the election results, you know, hold up, or if he's elected. Now, as you know, there's still 30,000 votes out there have not been counted. So the first rush that came out is one thing. Now, the other part is that it could have been made a little bit easier by the recorder's office. If they had said that up front, because it was showing 100% of the precincts in. Well, that's true. 100% of the precincts were in. It just, the votes hadn't been counted, but a certain amount had been. So we still got that. Now, the next announcement for the election from Tuesday should come out today around 4:30, according to the recorder's office. So then we'll find out a little bit more. Who listened to President Biden's speech? Now, we had an event last night, and we didn't get back to kind of late. And I had recorded the State of the Union, but I had it on. I had the sound turned down and was reading the captioning. And by the way, if you don't, if you've not tried using the captioning for TV shows and such, you ought to try that. Especially if they're foreign, like Game of Thrones. The accents are sometimes hard to understand, especially if the dialogue's going fast. And if you put the captioning on there, you get a completely different feel on the scenes. So I use captioning a lot anyway. So I'm reading what he's saying, but I can't hear how he's saying it. His speech. So I just did that for like 10 minutes. I said, I'm going to listen to it. But he looked without any sound. He looked okay for at least the first 10 minutes of the speech. And there were over under bets on how long the speech would last. So I'm not sure how long it lasted. But he talked about Franklin Delano Roosevelt coming there on January 1st, 1941, and sounding the alarm. The Japanese were marching in the Pacific, the Nazis marching in Europe, war in Europe, and he said, we're facing our most dangerous times ever. And then he compared our next election to the same thing. That it was that dire that this next election could cause for the loss of freedom and democracy and all that. I realize that hyperbole in political speeches. I mean, God knows Trump does it. But I'm not sure, telling the American people you need to fear for your democracy and your freedoms, he never mentioned Trump's name at all during the speech. It was always my predecessor and things like that. So, but when you're talking, you ask yourself, well, how much of that is true? When he's saying things, how much of it is true? So there's fact checkers out there. And in this case, it was USA Today. Yeah, believe it or not, which is a left-leaning organization, but they did the fact checks. So here's some of the things that he said that maybe not as true as he said. He never identified or named Trump at all. But he said that his challenger will do these things and that. Okay. He addressed certain things that were just not correct and some that were partly correct or things that were said, but not the whole quote. Like when he said Trump told Putin, do whatever the hell you want. Now, my predecessor, a former Republican president, tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want. That's a quote. Well, Biden mischaracterized what he said, which were nearly as broad as what he had said. During a campaign rally in Conway, South Dakota, one of the presidents of a big country, and this is what he said, said, well, sir, if we don't pay and we're attacked by Russia, will you protect us? because Trump wanted NATO to pay their fair share, that we were paying the lion's share and had been for decades. And Trump said, according to the article, I said, you don't pay, you're delinquent. Let's say that happened. No, I would not protect you. In fact, I would encourage them to do whatever the hell they want. So, did he say it? Yeah. Was it hyperbole? Yeah. Biden says the gross domestic product, the GDP, is up since he took office. He's correct. Has grown since he came into office in January 2021, but that's hardly a unique achievement. Every president since Harry Truman has experienced GDP growth from the beginning to the end of their presidency, according to the U.S. Federal Reserve. The last president who saw a drop was Herbert Hoover during the Great Depression. So what he said was true, but not as much as, you know, he took credit for. He claimed that inflation has dropped from 9% to 3%, 9% under him, to 3% under him, the lowest in the world. And he's wrong. That's not true. The number was 3.1 in the U.S. for the year ending in January 2024, a reduction from 3.4 the previous January, but it's not the lowest in the world. Lowest rates in those with lower rates include G7 countries such as Canada and France and New Zealand, Italy, Switzerland, Finland, and China. The global average inflation rate is about 5.8, but it's not the lowest in the world. Again, a little hyperbole. Now, the U.S. inflation rate in June of 2022 is 9.1, the highest in four decades. The claim that the Biden administration cut the federal deficit by more than $1 trillion. He's right. It has gone down by more than $1 trillion, but that was because of the end of the COVID relief. And when that ended, less spending. However, our deficit went to $1.7 trillion in 2023, up from $1.4 trillion in 2022. And, you know, and there's others here that he took. You know, he said something, but it's only half the story, that the trade deficit is the lowest with China than ever, but that started under Trump. So, you know, it's like any speech, my friends. Any speech, any political speech, you got to, you know, what they say a lot of times is half of the truth, or it's something taken out of context, and there's a lot more around it. But I know that our listeners out there understand that. So now the reason I'm going to listen to it is when you just watch it without the sound, and you watch his actions, his character, you know, how he comes across without hearing what he's saying in the first 10 minutes of it, of the speech, and that's all I could take last night before I fell asleep. He came across looking strong. Strong, is that the right word? He came across looking like he could handle himself. And unlike other times, when you look at it and you look at him and you think, whoa, I just feel sorry for this guy. You know, he's confused. He doesn't know where he's going. I think the biggest fear of everybody on the Democrat side is when he had to climb the steps to get up to the podium. And you think to yourself, the only thing they're praying, don't fall. Don't fall. But he, you know, at least in the first 10 minutes, he seemed to command what was going on in all of this. So, and if you haven't watched them, it's going to be all over the place, YouTube, and who knows how many other places it's being rerun. So you just get an idea yourself. Don't listen to me. All right. When I come back, I'm going to talk about the rebuttal, though, that the Republicans had, and who did it? The senator, Katie Britt, from Alabama. The other thing is we're going to draw for the flag in our last break. And we're going to draw for that and say who won the flag today before 8:15, because we're not going to be airing live at 8:15 today, because, like I said, I'm playing that Alan Long show so people can hear a little bit more about him. Kind of a surprise with what's going on. with the, at least so far in the election. We don't know how it's going to end up, but right now he's got a commanding lead on everybody. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry. Best in the North State, according to the polls taken by the Record Searchlight. But you know what? They are good. They are really good. They've been advertising with us for, gosh, the whole time. Four Winds Jewelry. It started with Leonard and then followed on with Rebecca and Henry. And we have come to know them. It's locally owned, locally operated. We've come to know them as we knew Leonard. And, I mean, they're just really nice people. They run a great store. They've got a huge selection of jewelry of all kinds, you know, estate jewelry, pawn, old pawn, Native American, new stuff, anything you can imagine. And they will design with you and build you a piece of jewelry that if that's what you want, they can do that too. They've got the only watch repairman in the whole area that's there to help out with watches. It's just a great place to go to. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Some folks are born, made to wave the flag. Cool, they're red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, they'll to the chief.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festive Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact, B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your internet at one time, and that requires a great internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to thank everyone who came out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its inception in 2002, the fund has granted over $4 million in support of our community. This year we celebrated organizations who received grants. With your help, we raised over $50,000 for Reading Rancheria Community Fund, helping to continue the cycle of giving. The Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner, brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday. It is Friday. The sun's shining. It's going to be a good day. Are you feeling good there, Christina? Are you listening? Hello?
Of course I am. I was enjoying the song.
Oh, okay. Well.
Yes, I'm enjoying the Friday. Finally, the sun came out and I can go for a little hike.
Yeah, and then, but gosh, looks like we're getting more showers this weekend.
No way.
This is going to stop next week. Maybe we'll get a whole week of sunshine. Wouldn't that be nice? But the rain, you know, at least we don't have to worry about being in drought. That's the good news. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair than Jeff Wurst, the owner and operator of Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Locally owned, locally operated. It is a veteran-owned business, my friends. Takes no chances with your safety. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it, and he guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, why don't you bring your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis at 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. He does outstanding work. He's worked on our windshields for the past 16 years, 16 or 17 years. Just does great work. That's Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Okay, so after every presidential State of the Union address, there is the rebuttal by the opposing party. And in this case, it was a senator out of Alabama by the name of Katie Britt, 42-year-old, that was elected for her first elected office was senator from Alabama. And she was elected in 2022, against she ran against another, Republican, of course, and then ran against a Democrat. But she beat the Republican incumbent. So they think that she's going to be a rising star in the Republican Party. Anyway, she ripped President Biden's State of the Union address, starting with the despicable, and that's her words, job handling the border crisis. Her delivery of it was met with widespread approval, including from some Democrats. The country we know and love seems to be slipping away, and it feels like the next generation will have fewer opportunities and less freedoms than we did. I worry my own children may not even get a shot at living their American dreams. And I think many people, that's what she said, what I'm saying, I think many people are feeling that. My gosh, you know, the things that are happening in the country, a wide open border, inflation, and no matter what Biden's, inflation's down, it's lower. No, it's not lower than other industrialized countries. But when you're paying $1,000 more a month than you did 3 years ago when he came in, there's something wrong there. Well, what can he do? Well, what he could do is lower the price of gasoline by letting them pump. The cost of food. How much money is added on to just growing food, providing services because of taxation and crazy, laws or edicts from a nameless bureaucracy or faceless bureaucracy that just adds on to the cost of what we're doing, to the cost of providing services. The American people are feeling this. And in any poll, are you better off now than you were 3 years ago? Then the answer, of course, is no, you're not. For the first time in the poll that they take here in Reading, it says, do you expect the economy to be better or worse in the next 6 months? And I said, worse. The first time I've said that. I've said remain the same. I've actually said it in going up at one point. I just think it's going to get worse. And there's nothing you and I can do about it. There are things our elected officials, our elected representatives can do about it, but they obviously haven't figured that out yet. Anyway, then she went into the crisis at the southern border, and we've talked about this all the time. There's nothing new there. She did say Biden inherited the most secure border of all times, but when he signed 94 executive actions ending everything and inviting people to come to America, that ended right there. She did point out, too, that Biden's been a politician longer than she's been alive. But he has been. I mean, he's 81. Okay. Anyway, if you, you know, some people, but they're saying also is that they look at people who listen to the State of the Union address. 50 plus is the biggest audience. And then the 30 to 50, it drops precipitously. And if they're under 30, the numbers are almost negligible who watch the State of the Union address. So how do you reach, you know, how do they, you know, this thing where you're reaching out to younger people who are voting, who are in the middle of all of this, you know, how do you reach out to them? It's, you know, that's one of the things. You've got two 77 and an 81-year-old running for the presidency of the United States. 77 and 81 running for the presidency of the United States. If Trump's smart, he'll pick somebody that's in their 50s to be the vice president. Somebody that's out there 50s, early 60s. 26, I don't know. Christina, how old are you? You're 27, right? 26, 27, 25, somewhere 27. In there, right? Would you like to be the vice president of the United States?
I'm too young.
No, you're not.
I just feel I need more education.
You need a little more seasoning? Okay. I mean, like, are you still getting mad and
punching through the wall? I prepared for this whole my life, like some kids are... their parents are preparing them for a political future.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess I will be, but at this point, if somebody will ask me right now, I'm not.
Nah, not going to do it, huh? Well, I don't know if anybody is really ready to take on. Depends on the level of responsibility. When Trump had never held, I don't think he had never held an elected office, but he had run big corporations and big businesses before, and, you know, he walked in those circles of those people. Because he had money, politicians were always around him because they wanted his money. So he had that going for him. Jimmy Carter was governor of Georgia. And yet when he came in, he was at a loss many times about the right thing to do. Talking about Ronald Reagan, with somebody that is a Democrat, was saying, and I think I mentioned this earlier, but that he, you know, we need somebody like Ronald Reagan to not only be somebody that can make decisions and those kind of things, but also kind of gives the people a feeling that he cares about them, no matter who they are. Not just one part of the spectrum. And this is where we painted ourselves in the corner here. You know, you're getting a feeling is that the leading politicians are just siloing who they're going to help. Are they going to help people that come across the border illegally. And by the way, President Biden used that word illegal last night. I'm sure, and I saw, not sure, but I thought there was three heads in the House of Representatives that exploded when he used the term illegal. Is he just going to help them? What about the average working man? What are these people that are the migrants that are in here being given rooms and money and all this, and people that are, you know, lower middle class, or, you know, they're working hard and they don't, you know, money's tight, and they see this money be given away to somebody just comes across the border. They're angry. What about Americans? So, it's a tough time right now, my friends. And this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by somebody that can help you, and that's Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance and Financial. The insurance industry is in a mess. People are getting their policies not renewed. They're getting them canceled, not for anything they did, but just because they live someplace. Fair? No, but that's what's going on. But Maxwell Insurance and Financial can help you with that. She can, Judy Maxwell and her insurance team can help you find insurance that can take care of your possessions, take care of your property. If you want to sit down and talk with somebody for a free review and evaluation of your policies, and not, maybe it's also your business insurance, maybe it's also your health insurance, maybe it's also your life insurance. A free review and evaluation can happen at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And just give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for that. And she will, she's there to help. And she does a great job. Maximum Insurance and Financial. Now, when we come back, I'm going to do the drawing for the, flag from the, Flag Center. And somebody's going to win a flag. So, we'll be right back.
Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blasengame present Amazing Pollinators, on display now through May 27th at the Turtle Bay Museum. Immerse yourself in this visually stunning, game-based role-play adventure that explores the colorful and diverse world of pollinator and plant relationships. Amazing Pollinators at Turtle Bay Museum was created by Minotaur Mazes, a company specializing in interactive maze exhibits. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pettigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Experience for the first time Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern display at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Open select dates March 29th through May 26, 2024. Year of the Dragon. Glowing Wild will feature 10 acres of botanical gardens filled with larger-than-life Asian lantern displays of animals from around the world, plus music, animation, food and drinks, and more. Don't miss Glowing Wild at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Good morning. Welcome back. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. It's been there for over 30 years. I've never had a bad haircut there, not in 16 years of going there and moving my head sometimes just to see what they'll do. I never had a bad haircut. And what I do is I'll make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478 so I can set up a time that works for me. Or if you just, you know, you say, gosh, I need a haircut, and you stop in and they got an opening, you're going to get a great haircut. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's a barbershop. It's not a salon. Okay. The weather today, sunny with a high near 60. It's going to be like this until tonight, and then the showers are going to start early morning, around 4 a.m. Then you're going to have showers, oh gosh, Saturday, Sunday, and probably Monday. And then on Tuesday, still some showers, but it's going to start tapering off on Wednesday. It comes back to sunny with a high near 64, and hopefully the rest of the week will be sunny. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, out of Anderson. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. Okay. Now, we are going to draw for the flag. Now, we said 8:15, but we're going to do something different today. I had a regular guest, but late last night, he had to cancel because he has children. And children bring home diseases. I don't care what you say. They go to school, they bring home diseases, and he's got it. He's, you know, he can't talk. So he's texting me. He said, I can't talk. And I said, well, that's not much of a radio guest if you can't talk. So, what we're going to do is play the Alan Long Show at, that we had, we interviewed with him on February 29th because we've gotten several inquiries about who is he? You know, people had not really heard of him. So, you'll get a chance to listen and see what he says. Retired police lieutenant from here in Reading, school board member, and you'll be able to hear what he wants to accomplish or wants to try to accomplish. Now, again, I really want people to understand there's 22,000 votes counted, but there were still 30,000 out. So there's going to be some changes. There could be some dramatic changes here in the election over the next week or so. Now, today at 4:30, they're going to give another update on where they are. Remember, it's 28 days. So you'll say, oh, this is an insurmountable lead. Well, maybe, maybe not. We're going to find out probably more today and more next week. Okay, but I'm reaching in. Do we have a trumpet or anything like that? Do we have anything, you know, like a drum roll? You know, drum roll. Makes a noise. Anything? That's close. And the winner is Marty. Marty, you won. And we're going to give you a call at 8 o'clock to let you know you won. And all you have to do is come on down. There'll be people here this morning. Just come on down and you can pick up your flag from the Flag Center. It's a great American flag. So, Marty, you won. And your area code starts, Area code is a 408. So there, that should help. If there's more than one Marty that entered. Okay, great. Now, what else we got here? Steve Lawrence. My mom loved Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. And he's just a great singer. He passed, age 88. And he was numerous awards for his singing. And probably most people at this point don't even know who he is. But I remember listening to him because my mom, when I was growing up, she'd listen, when I was growing up, and I'd listen. So, other things that are going on here, the river trail under the Diesel Horse Bridge is remaining closed after all this rain we had due to severe storm damage. So if you're out there walking and you're still time to avoid the that area when you're walking there on the Diesel Horse. We were talking about last night in this group I was with about the turnout for the election, this last election. The according to the county recorder's office, it was about, they're looking at 46%. And 46% for a primary election is kind of like our average. I think the last one we had was right around 46% to 48%. You don't even get 50% of the people out voting in the primaries, which is unusual because, you know, it'll be interesting to see how many votes are turned in, especially on the recall cry question, because they're all out of the first district. And, you know, and with the, you know, in the last election where he was elected, I think it was, you know, it was a higher turnout. It was a pretty fierce race going on there. That was in a general election. So it would be interesting to see in the primary how many people come out and vote. Because it took, you know, there's 4,000-something signatures for the recall. Are all 4,000 people going to show up? And so we'll find out about that. The other ones are, so I don't know why people don't vote in a primary, because that vote is so important, because of the, you know, that sets who's going to be in the general election, or it could set it up so there's no general election. If you get 50 plus one vote, 50% plus one, then there is no runoff. And if Alan Long holds to his lead as he is now, that's it. There looks, if it stays the same in, the Jones Plummer race, that's it. If in the, third district with Rickert and, Corky and, Wynn, that could go to a runoff for the, you know, the top two. But again, 30,000 votes out there. Will there be, will be a runoff in the second? Will there be a runoff in third? With Matt Plummer and Patrick Jones, one of them's going to win. And the question is who after all the votes are counted. So there. Everybody, have a great weekend. Even though, you know, get out there today, try out and enjoy the sun. It's going to be raining probably this weekend. Do what you can to mitigate. What do you do when it's, and I know you work on Sundays. I just work this girl to death. Work, 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 work. What do you do on Saturdays? Do you sleep?
Yeah, I actually try to kind of clean organize my life or hike or do something fun.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good.
I'm trying just to do something active.
Well, you know what? I've got a horse. If you want to go out there, I am more than happy for you to help clean up after the horse.
Wow, thank you.
Horses will eat 20 pounds of hay.
I have the best boss.
Yeah, I know. They eat 22 pounds of hay and will poop 25. I've never figured it out how that happens.
Why are you was waiting this?
Why am I what?
Why you waited the poop?
Why do you weigh it?
Yes.
I'm just... I'm going to say I've been around a lot of political things, and I've learned to weigh, you know, the manure just by kind of looking at it, you know, and putting it on a rake, you know, that's how it's the only way. No, that's the only way I can see it. That was good. Okay. Alan Long following the break, but I may be here anyway to introduce it, and I think that's what's going to happen. So we'll be right back after the news.
Down. You can stand. Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The nation's payrolls grew by an impressive 275,000 jobs last month, more hiring than analysts had been expecting. And while it may look good at first glance, the Heritage Foundation's Joel Griffith says that so many of those new jobs are part-time, a lot of people taking one or more just to make ends meet.
We've actually lost now 1.3 million full-time jobs since March of last year. We lost 187,000 full-time jobs in February of this year. That's more than 5,000 full-time jobs lost per day.
And the number of jobs created in January was revised downward by roughly 124,000. President Biden's State of the Union speech, decried by Republicans as a divisive, screaming rant, although they do seem to agree with Mr. Biden on at least one point.
Not since President Lincoln and the Civil War have freedom and democracy been under assault at home, as they are today.
Cruz say Mr. Biden's GOP critics, they blame him for that sad state of affairs. The official Republican response to the speech, delivered by Senator Katie Britt of Alabama.
At 42, Britt is the youngest Republican woman ever elected to the U.S. Senate. She says she was unimpressed by the president's address.
And what we saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive.
Britt says Biden proves he's out of touch with problems facing American families, who she says are worse off and less safe than when he took office. Bob Agnew reported.
Former President Trump says Biden's open border policies are endangering the safety and the security of all Americans. Three more Houthi rebel drones targeting the Gulf of Aden, shot down by the U.S. military. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 102 points, the Nasdaq ahead 96. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy, it's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
What's in a name? Well, it's the subject of court action in Japan.
Under laws first introduced in the 19th century, couples in Japan must choose a single last name after marriage. 95% of the time, they choose the man's. Those who want it changed say it penalizes women. The plaintiffs in Friday's court challenge argue that the law forces couples to choose between two extremes, with one partner losing their established name and changing many official documents, or remaining unwed. Those in favor of the law say it unites families.
The BBC's Celia Hatton. Hong Kong has unveiled a proposed law that threatens life in prison for anyone who endangers national security. It is deepening concerns about erosion of the city's freedoms 4 years after Beijing imposed a similar law that all but wiped out public dissent in the city-state. News and analysis. Town Hall. An expelled congressman says he'll try for a comeback.
Former New York Congressman George Santos says he's running for Congress again.
On the social media site X, Santos posted a message he'll challenge Republican Congressman Nick LaLota for his seat, which is a different district than what Santos represented before he was expelled. LaLota, who serves part of Long Island, was a leader of the effort to expel Santos. He says he welcomes the chance to beat Santos in a primary. Santos was in Washington for President Biden's State of the Union address. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In Philadelphia, the manhunt continues. Police searching for several gunmen. They opened fire on a group of high school students yesterday, wounding eight of the young people. And one remains in critical condition. Kids were waiting to board a city bus when the gunmen showed up and opened fire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Let us on assignment. It's Friday. Yes, March the 8th, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Yes, I'm still here. We're still going to play the best of with Alan Long so people can hear who he is, since there was questions about it. But here's the weather for today and this weekend. Sunny with a high near 66 today. It's going to be beautiful, but it starts raining tomorrow, it looks like, for the next few days. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, it's going to be sunny. And Thursday, it's going to be a high near 68. So maybe we'll have a week of sun that can start drying out some of the land, some of the corrals, and all of these things. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family-owned business, been in the business 25 years, providing just outstanding service to their customers. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business. They do take real good care of their customers, and the Kinney family are just outstanding people. You can get a hold of them at 365-3793. It's also International Women's Day, as I've been reminded here by all the women in the audience. Now, one last thing before we get into the Alan Long interview is I had a lady call me yesterday. And she works at the polls. And she's been working at the polls for like 20 years. And she said on Tuesday, some men came in and we're looking, and she said, they were there to observe the election, and they're from the Department of Justice. She said, "Oh, California." And they said, "No, we're here from Washington, D.C." So there was Department of Justice observers at the poll right here in River City for Shasta County. Interesting that happened. She said they were very friendly and, weren't any problems or anything like that. They were just observing. So I don't know if they go to every county in California and observe, or is it just us? Because we're special. So, okay. Alan Long is leading in the second district, well, at least until we hear some more. But people, I've had numerous people either write me, call me, text me, saying, "Who's Alan Long?" They had, it's like he kind of exploded in the last couple of weeks before the election. Now, he'll tell you that he was out walking the neighborhoods and all these things. However, we had an interview with him on February 29th, and we're going to play that right now so you can get an idea who Alan Long is. And I was pushing people to archives, but I think it's better that people can hear in his own words what he wants to accomplish if he wins. You ready, Christine? Okay, Christine, I'm not sure that.
Would be. You've never been on the show.
No, never have. Well,
always the first.
Always the first. Yeah. Who's Alan Long?
Who is Alan Long?
Yeah.
Well,
who are you?
Who am I?
For people that don't.
People have a right to know.
Yes.
So I've been in this community for 32 years. Moved here in 1991 when I transferred up to Redding Police Department. By way of background, grew up in the Bay Area. Went all the way through college there. My first job was coming out of college down in the Bay Area and eventually transferred up to Redding.
What college did you go to?
So I went to UC Berkeley, Cal. Don't hold that against me. No, so I went.
Well, that opens up this whole folder of questions.
Okay, okay. There you go. That
I'm
offshoot.
Kidding. I'm kidding, because I know I know other people went to Berkeley and very, I mean, they're not out there. Let me put it that way.
No. I went through the business school at Berkeley, and that's a separate entity within the university. Mm-hmm. And the people in that school were very conservative and very, so it's contrary to the image of Berkeley, very conservative, and they just wanted to get out and get their career started.
Yeah, and it's got a good business school.
Okay. So I went through that and was majoring in accounting all the way through my senior year. I was going to be a CPA, decided that wasn't for me. So I kind of switched it up in my last semester, and luckily most of my credits transferred over, and graduated with a degree in finance. Okay. Went to work, Bank of America, went through their management training program right out of Cal, and came out, and I was a commercial loan officer, lending analyst, that kind of thing. So I was working with businesses and lending to them. And
so you have a financial background.
Background.
Okay.
Correct. So
then what happened?
Well, that's an interesting question. So I had a couple friends that were police officers down in the Bay Area. One was Highway Patrol and one was local. And so I decided that that was a place that I could make a real impact and have a very meaningful career where I really helped the community and helped people. So I switched over and I went through the police academy down there, and I spent about 5 years working down in that area. And then I transferred up to Redding.
In San Francisco or one of the surrounding?
I started with Santa Clara County with the Sheriff's Department, so they put me through the academy. And then I transferred up to San Mateo Police up on the peninsula right south of the airport.
I know where that is.
Yeah.
My parents lived in Burlingame.
Oh, right next door.
Yeah. I think my sister went to school in San Mateo, but I'm not sure.
CSM, probably.
Well, no, it was high school, whatever.
Oh, high school, okay.
Yeah, that was how long ago it was.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 60s. Okay, so how'd you get up here?
So I've always been attracted to a rural lifestyle, personally, and obviously that's not the Bay Area. And
it may be now.
No, it may, yeah. I love the natural resources. I like to fish and ride my dirt bike and hike and Trinity Alps and all those kinds of things. So I started looking around the state, and I figured Redding was the place for me. So transferred up, came to work for Redding Police Department in 1891, and spent the bulk of my police career up here in Redding. Spent 20 years.
Did you get married before or after you came up here?
Got married before.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And how did wife feel about that, coming up to Redding from, you know, down there in the glamorous areas?
Well, we were new. We were new and young, and she was up for the adventure.
Great.
So
I'm glad it happened.
Yeah.
And then how long were you in the Redding Police Department?
Just under 20 years.
Okay.
So.
Yep. And I'm looking at Sue out there. Is it getting hot, Sue?
Sorry.
Okay, I'll turn down the heat here. We have a hole in the window, so we have a tendency to turn up the heat. So
yeah, your view is great.
It's going to be greater on Saturday because they're repairing. They're putting a new window on.
I like the sheet. Yeah.
Yeah, you like that sheet. Now I can still see if somebody's got their face up against the window. The white, they do that. I don't know. They'd probably fall in on them. Okay, we're here with Alan Long. And he just told us about his background, how he got up here. He's been on the police department here at RPD. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the issues. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a local bank, local board of directors. They've been in the business about 17 years, and they've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. We do business. We do our banking with Cornerstone. And I like it. It's kind of like the Cheers of banks. When I walk in, they know me. And I would recommend Cornerstone Community Bank. They got four branches, one Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. And if you want some more information, just stop in or go to bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carlbot and Trish Clark. Okay. Trish, you told me I can say this. She's having a back problem that is just kind of keeping her, you know, closer to home. And that's what it is. I mean, she's, you know, it's nothing dreadful except it's painful. So until she gets all of this going, her driving in and wandering in here and sitting in here is just a little bit too much. So, but she misses being here. We miss her being here. So that's what's going on with Trish. We're here with Alan Long, candidate for District 2 supervisor. And I'm going to ask you this because I think it's kind of important. Which political party do you identify with?
Currently, I'm registered no party preference.
How long have you done that?
Well, when I was 18, I registered AIP and maintained that status basically my entire life and switched over to no party preference.
Okay, and why?
Well, my thoughts when I was 18 was I'm an independent person and I will vote according to the issues. I'm not going to vote just strictly because of a party line, and I want to become well educated, and we'll take it from there. So that's kind of how I've approached my life.
Well, it seems like you were in a party that a lot of people are joining. In fact, the no preference. No party preference.
Yes.
No party preference. Seems like there's a lot of people like that. What would you say, Alan, is your main issue here?
My main issue, and this is where my background lies, is public safety in our community and addressing that and the needs for increased jail space and dealing with the homeless problem that we have on the street. And I know everybody's aware of this issue, and that's a complex issue. It's got mental health components and drug addiction issues and all kinds of issues connected with it. So, and then we've got a crime issue. Look at your front window.
Thanks. So, what, are you rubbing it in?
No. I do like the view.
That's the rock.
Oh, right, you actually saved the rock.
Well, it came through.
That could have biological evidence, by the way.
It could. It probably does. It's probably got DNA, but I'm afraid to think what that DNA may be. okay. Now, and I say this here, everybody that comes through here for the last 14 years, public safety, and homelessness not really until about the last, 6 years.
Right.
Homelessness and public safety. So what can you do different?
Well, that's a good question. So I've met with the auditor and tried to figure out where our discretionary funds are out of our $650 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
Brought that all the way down. There's about $30 million that is discretionary spending. It's not a ton of money there.
That's one of the things people don't realize is there's not a lot of discretionary funding out there.
Correct.
And the rest of it, you've got to use it for whatever it's earmarked for.
Right. It's committed money, most of it. Mm-hmm. And so that's a challenge. And back in 2015, we had, I forget what the state funding bill was, but they were going to help build a jail, and they were offering $20 million to build our facility.
Yep.
We turned that down because we didn't have the operating costs. That is something I would have done differently. I would have built the building and put security guards in. I know there's
turn, a turn lights off until we got the money.
Yeah, there's a requirement by the state that you get it online and operational within a certain period of time, but that doesn't mean the whole facility has to be brought up to that. So there's a history of trying to get this project accomplished, and I'm realistic about the need for it and the possibilities. And so
if the money's not there,
and that's where the challenge is, because
would you support a bond issue or a tax increase?
No, not a tax increase. I don't think we're already taxed so heavily.
Specifically for the jail. Last time they had this, it was a total failure because they had 100 things they wanted to do, but it was strictly for the jail and running the jail.
Well, a bond issue is interesting. That's something the voters could decide. So that would be something to let the voters decide. That would build the project. The money to build the project isn't there right now. So we all recognize the need, and we may have to phase this in with different stages to get this accomplished. And so I've looked at all the different options that we have for that. The state's going to be releasing billions of dollars for mental health issues coming up. And if you follow Sheriff Johnson's proposal, some of that money could be used to build the infrastructure for the mental health component of a new CRC facility.
Sure.
So I'm looking at those kinds of options. And I think the big distinction is you have to prioritize it. So I believe that there is always enough money to do what you need to do. There's not enough money to do everything you want to do. And that's an important distinction there. So if that is your number one priority, which it will be for me, getting in will be to find a way to get that facility done, whether it's in phases or what that's going to look like. But we need to increase jail space. Mm-hmm. We need to increase accountability for criminal activity so we don't have rocks always being thrown through a window like you're experiencing.
I'm just one person. And, you know, people are trying to, it was, a political statement. No, it wasn't a political statement. I mean, we've been here 14 years. It was, they know who did it. It was a street person that's got a drug problem. Okay.
Right.
But the idea, though, of not having any facilities around here to take care of these people. I mean, Proposition 1. Are you familiar with Proposition 1?
Yes.
What do you think about that?
Proposition 1.
They want to build all these facilities, but they want to take money from the counties.
Right.
Do that.
So I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
I think it's a bad idea, and it's going to cost $6.8 billion. We are tapped right now. We're going into severe deficit spending coming up at the state level to the tune of who knows what the numbers are now, maybe 80 billion.
I heard 70 billion, but right. Then they keep finding more.
And they keep finding more, and it's going up. First they brought it down to 37, and then now it's back to 68, up to 80. So we're going into tough times. We don't know how that's going to affect. We'll get the governor's revised budget coming up in May, and we'll have some more ideas of where this is going. But the funding is going to be tight, and taxpayers are tapped right now. So we're going to have to find other ways to do this, and it's a priority with the funds that we do have.
Okay, so then it comes down to prioritizing. I want to take an early break because I want to get into the fiscal side of this because, as you said, we've got a $650 million budget, of which $30 million is
discretionary,
where you can kind of spend it where you want. So I want to talk about a couple of things for that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. Happy birthday, Jeff Wurst. Yeah, I know it was yesterday, but happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Christina will bake you a cupcake, and we'll bring it down. There you go. And he's been doing this. He's been repairing windshields for, 20, 25 years. He is an expert, my friends. He fixed an 8-inch crack in my windshield 17 years ago, and you still can't see it. Does that tell you anything? It tells you how old my truck is. He does not take chances with your family's safety. And with this kind of weather, if you've got a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, take it down to Jeff. He'll fix it for you. You don't have to worry about it after that. Bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis, and he'll repair it. He's a master of repairing windshields. 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call. Jeff Wurst a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palos Pedro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer,
garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. Hey, I'm here with Alan Long, who is running for Supervisor 2nd District. Okay, quick questions. We've already talked about them. So, for or against the wind towers?
Against.
Red Rancheria?
To be determined.
The term limits?
Against.
And what was the other one? Charter County?
Against.
Okay. That was easy. Now, tell us some things. We got 8 minutes, so okay. I'm going to kind of give this to you.
Okay.
Because I've asked other things.
Okay.
Talk to us about why we should vote for you.
Okay. We didn't cover a lot of my background, but there's multiple components and when I answer that kind of a question. One is, why am I stepping up? And secondly is, why am I qualified?
That's a great question. Why are you running?
Why am I?
You didn't have to.
No, I'm retired and I'm set.
Happy.
I'm set. I'm happy. And so I personally, and I'm not here to slam anybody, but I don't like the direction that the county has gone over the last few years. And so I'm stepping up to try to restabilize that and get us back to priorities for the county. Our jail, our mental health issues, our fire suppression issues. I live out in District 2 myself, obviously, and every year live in complete terror of fire.
Yeah.
And so that's got to be a huge priority, and that is one of my huge priorities to address that. And I know Mary Rickert's done wonderful work in that area. I've met with battalion chiefs and all kinds of people connected with CDs, Cal Fire, mm-hmm. And so I've got ideas on how we can start to.
Can you share a couple of those ideas?
Okay, well, one of them is our volunteer fire department. We're authorized a contingent of about 380 firefighters. We're less than 80 right now. Why is that? Why do we have less volunteer firefighters than we are authorized, and why are we running so low on volunteers? That's a complex problem. I've been trying to get to the bottom of that. And the importance of our volunteer firefighters is they have water tenders. They're going to be first responders. They might even beat Cal Fire out to a scene. And if they can keep with their, 1,000-gallon water tender, keep the fire down to an acre or less, problem solved. So it's an important resource. And so we could probably talk forever on that, and I won't take my last eight minutes.
But it's true. I didn't every one of our volunteer fire departments is short people.
Absolutely.
So
and they're having trouble recruiting.
Yeah. And I have my ideas on that, but let's move on.
Okay.
Okay. Your next
So I think you have to address why you're doing this and why you're qualified to stand here in front of people and say that I'm the person for the job. So why I'm doing this is I've seen our government take a different direction over the last couple of years than I've been interested in, and I think it has led to an unstable workforce with people massively leaving and department heads being constantly turned over and a lot of things along those lines. So my goal is to get back in and restabilize our government, and this is the step toward getting to the big goals, and I don't think that we should be focused on things the way we are that are outside our jurisdiction and our ability to control. So that's important to me to get that stability back. Why am I qualified for this? So I've got a good educational background in finance. Finance is huge. I'm a conservative. I'm fiscally conservative, and I'm cautious with our money. It has to be prioritized properly so that we spend our money with what the citizens need and want in our community. So I've got a good finance background. We talked a little bit about that. I have been a union treasurer when I was working with the police department. I was the treasurer based on my financial background. So I've got that experience, and that was pretty complex, actually. I've been a negotiator where I negotiated with the city. I've served on the Grant School Board now in my sixth year, and that has given me a flip side to that puzzle where I am now the administrator, and I'm responsible for the budget, and I'm working with other labor groups. And so I've seen the 360, if you will, of being the negotiator myself and then being on the other side, which is trying to keep us fiscally solvent as a district and yet provide competitive wages to our personnel to retain them and to be able to recruit in the future. So that's given me a great experience. And we, as a school board, went through COVID, and we went through car fire, and we went through a lot of experiences. And, okay.
We've had the CERT team on him. We've had all this. He doesn't want help.
Correct.
And you can't force it.
So.
But I just think that Newsom just passed that law. Or
the care courts?
The care courts, where you can force them in.
Right. 5150, which is the hold that we used to do when I was an officer.
Same thing.
It was a 72-hour hold. But that's been those kinds of issues have been incorporated into that. And it's kind of a gravely disabled. And I think the courts are going to have to decide whether forced treatment is for no crime committed is justified. But that's a start, and that's where we're going with that.
What do you think about that?
I think there are people that are incapacitated, and they need help, and they won't voluntarily seek it.
I have no problem with it, even though I know what it's like. Because once you do that, what's it called?
Conservatorship, right?
You've taken away all their rights. I mean, all of their rights.
You have, but if it's a humane thing to do as well,
yes.
If they're incapacitated, and let's face it, among that population, there are those that are incapacitated, and they will never be able to get into. Is that mine?
It's yours.
I turned it off.
I think that's yours.
My goodness. Okay.
It's not mine.
Yeah, it's not yours.
It's not Christina's. It's not Sue's. So it doesn't leave too many other people.
I'm going to blame it on the window.
It's the window. Somebody's walking by.
Somebody
you just keep rubbing it in, don't you?
That
you can't stop yourself.
That broken glass.
Yeah, because of the promises from the last 4 years of the politicians. Yes, sir.
Politicians.
Politicians. Well, you are one.
Yeah. Well,
I'm hoping. I'm not a politician. Yeah. Yeah, you are. Not you. You didn't say it, but others do. Well, I'm not a politician. Yes, you are. You're sitting here in front of me. You're running
right,
for office.
Right, right.
Okay. I understand that. And I think people, though, I mean, what we're seeing is businesses under siege. Not so much where I am, but some other areas. I mean, they are literally under siege.
Absolutely.
Baskin-Robbins. Window broken. The whole door broken out. They stole their safe.
People are tired of this. And
they are.
And I look at it multi-dimensional, if you will. There is the crime rate itself, and those have gone up. Property crimes and some aggravated assaults, they've jumped tremendously.
Yeah.
We have a problem, a huge problem. And then there's the perception of crime, which is equally important in my book, and that's where people don't feel safe in their own community.
And perception is reality.
Perception is reality. And so we're dealing with it at all levels, and people deserve to be safe, and they deserve to have criminals accountable for their actions. And that is a complex issue because we have a state California that has changed laws over the last 10 years, and I could go through all those with you, but we've realigned and we've reclassified and we've made felony murder rules, and now the district attorney has to go back, and those are retroactive, and so if I'm a driver on a robbery where someone gets killed, I went to prison because I was part of that conspiracy. Now the, you
they
can't
get turned loose.
They get turned loose, and they're fighting those cases. So
okay, let's move on from this. Mike.
Okay,
fiscal. You got a fiscal background. Some of the people running have said they want a forensic audit of where all the money's gone. How do you stand on that?
That I think is a little bit conspiratorial. And so that would not be my first priority. If you asked my priorities with our county, if you asked our priorities with our county workforce, we need to establish stability back in our workforce, having faith in our department heads that they're hired properly, stop this constant turnover and exodus, and reestablishing that. And I'm very conservative fiscally. I sit on a school board, and if you are familiar with the school board, Grant School Board, I'm a budget guy, and I always believe we live within our means, and we try to prioritize things, which is back to your first question about prioritization.
I think that's the most important.
You have to make it a priority, and you have to go after that with everything you've got because it's such a huge problem in our community. So as far as conducting fiscal audits, I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now unless I see evidence of it, and then, of course.
Okay. How about zero-based budgeting?
Okay.
Making each of the departments each year say this is how much money I need as opposed to just adding another 3% on.
Well, government funding is a strange thing. And I lived within that world. And there is a pressure at the end of the year to spend your money so you can justify it for the next year.
Oh, yeah. We've all done that.
Right. So I'm not opposed to that, which is justifying spending and justifying your needs and going forth each year. So I think that's a good idea. And that maintains fiscal solvency, and it maintains a conservative approach to your finances. Finances are not...
You have to prove where you're... You can't just say, I need this much money, unless you can say, this is where all that money's going to.
Absolutely. And this is what... And then by doing that, you have a chance to look at that and say, is that a priority for our department, given the fact we don't have unlimited funding?
Okay. I haven't asked other people this, and I kicked myself for it, but we have the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. That's a non-obligatory office. Are you planning on keeping that?
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
That's the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. They take care of veterans' needs. They're probably the only department that brings in money.
Huge priority.
A huge priority. And they take care of – they help veterans with issues. And it's legal issues, and I say legal, it's that they have – they help veterans obtain the benefits that they've earned. Every county has one. But yet it's kind of like it works for the CEO, but they still need to be funded. I would recommend is that you go and talk to them.
And I've got some connections on the campaign trail here. There's a to-do list, and I haven't gotten to that part yet. But
that's mainly that's not something you have to run out and do. But I beg you to become familiar with them.
I will. Okay. I will.
They do a lot for our veteran community.
And then let me just say, I think our veterans are our heroes, and I fully support maintaining and taking care of our veterans. Boy, the sacrifice that they have done for our community—it's amazing.
No, it's like law enforcement. You enlisted, you knew what you were getting into, and some of them do 4 years, some of them do 30 years. I think most feel like it's an honor to serve this country.
It was.
At least me and my friends feel like that.
That's
same
awesome.
Thing I would imagine for the police in many cases.
It was an honor. I'm very proud.
Yeah. Okay, we've got to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, Bring us that tattered Old Glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Reading, at Reading Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Reading Regional Airport.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, I'm here with Alan Long, who is running for Supervisor 2nd District. Okay, quick questions. We've already talked about them. So, for or against the wind towers?
Against.
Red Rancheria?
To be determined.
The term limits?
Against.
And what was the other one? Charter County?
Against.
Okay. That was easy. Now, tell us some things. We got 8 minutes, so I'm going to kind of give this to you.
Okay.
Because I've asked other things.
Okay.
Talk to us about why we should vote for you.
Okay. We didn't cover a lot of my background, but there's multiple components and when I answer that kind of a question. One is, why am I stepping up? And secondly is, why am I qualified?
That's a great question. Why are you running?
Why am I?
You didn't have to.
No, I'm retired and I'm set.
Happy.
I'm set. I'm happy. And so I personally, and I'm not here to slam anybody, but I don't like the direction that the county has gone over the last few years. And so I'm stepping up to try to restabilize that and get us back to priorities for the county. our jail, our mental health issues, our fire suppression issues. I live out in District 2 myself, obviously, and every year live in complete terror of fire.
Yeah.
And so that's got to be a huge priority, and that is one of my huge priorities to address that. And I know Mary Rickert's done wonderful work in that area. I've met with battalion chiefs and all kinds of people connected with Cal Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got ideas on how we can start to
Can you share a couple of those ideas?
Okay, well, one of them is our volunteer fire department. We're authorized a contingent of about 380 firefighters. We're less than 80 right now. Why is that? Why do we have less volunteer firefighters than we are authorized, and why are we running so low on volunteers? That's a complex problem. I've been trying to get to the bottom of that. And the importance of our volunteer firefighters is they have water tenders. They're going to be first responders. They might even beat Cal Fire out to a scene. And if they can keep with their, 1,000-gallon water tender, keep the fire down to an acre or less, problem solved. So it's an important resource. And so we could probably talk forever on that, and I won't take my last eight minutes.
But it's true. I didn't. Every one of our volunteer fire departments is short people.
Absolutely.
So
and they're having trouble recruiting.
Yeah, and I have my ideas on that, but let's move on.
Okay.
Okay. Your next
So I think you have to address why you're doing this and why you're qualified to stand here in front of people and say that I'm the person for the job. So why I'm doing this is I've seen our government take a different direction over the last couple of years than I've been interested in, and I think it has led to an unstable workforce with people massively leaving and department heads being constantly turned over and a lot of things along those lines. So my goal is to get back in and restabilize our government, and this is the step toward getting to the big goals, and I don't think that we should be focused on things the way we are that are outside our jurisdiction and our ability to control. So that's important to me to get that stability back. Why am I qualified for this? So I've got a good educational background in finance. Finance is huge. I'm a conservative. I'm fiscally conservative, and I'm cautious with our money. It has to be prioritized properly so that we spend our money with what the citizens need and want in our community. So I've got a good finance background. We talked a little bit about that. I have been a union treasurer when I was working with the police department. I was the treasurer based on my financial background. So I've got that experience, and that was pretty complex, actually. I've been a negotiator where I negotiated with the city. I've served on the Grant School Board now in my sixth year, and that has given me a flip side to that puzzle where I am now the administrator, and I'm responsible for the budget, and I'm working with other labor groups. And so I've seen the 360, if you will, of being the negotiator myself and then being on the other side, which is trying to keep us fiscally solved as a district and yet provide competitive wages to our personnel to retain them and to be able to recruit in the future. So that's given me a great experience. And we, as a school board, went through COVID. And we went through Car Fire, and we went through a lot of experiences. And, okay, so I know we're running out of time here.
I just said 3 minutes.
No, yeah, I appreciate
just let you know.
I appreciate that. So the background, going through that, we had people that were vocal in their opposition to some of the actions of the board. And so one of the things I'm most proud of on the school board is we kept our school open during COVID. And our kids are now better because I focused on who our constituents were. They were the children. And we kept our school open, and we kept on track, and our kids are not behind right now. And that required creativity because the state was saying, close your schools down. That was the...
Yeah, bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts. So we didn't do that. We kept our school open, and our kids are better for it right now, and I'm very proud of that.
It was a terrible disaster, COVID, the way this country handled it, or at least the leadership handled it. And there are numbers of people, in fact, a lot of these things that we're running through right now is because of COVID. We didn't have these problems before.
Right. So yeah.
In my humble
opinion. Yeah. So you put it all together. So I've got a wide public service background, and I've got a good educational background in finance, so I can understand budgets and things like that, and numbers, and figure out priorities. And I'm conservative, and I'm I want to maintain our quality of life, and I've seen that deteriorate. I'm going to get into office, and I'm going to prioritize public safety, and I'm going to work tirelessly toward that end.
Second Amendment. Strongly support?
Absolutely. So,
semi-automatic firearms?
I will never give up my gun rights, okay? I'm very much in favor of Second Amendment and our protections, and that's a constitutional right, and that will not be altered.
Okay. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can go several ways. They can go to my website, which is Allen Long, Allenlong, 4, F-O-R, supervisor2024.com. Or if you Google my name, you can navigate your way to a Facebook page and those kinds of things. And once you get on the .com page, there's ways to get a hold of me with phone numbers and emails and all that kind of stuff.
You got anything else happening this weekend or anything like that? Election day is Tuesday.
The election day is Tuesday.
You happy about that?
Yes, I am.
That's something everybody can agree on. That.
This has been quite the experience, and it's been good. The part I didn't anticipate, the favorite part for me has been to get out and meet the people, and all walks of life across the board, all different political views, and we've had just tremendous discussions at doorsteps, and that has actually been rejuvenating for me, and it's been very fun.
That's the way you find out, Anyway, we have to run. Are we going to see this interview on your website?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. You can link it in.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Alan, for coming on.
Thank you, Carl.
I'd like to have had you on earlier, but it just didn't work out for us.
Yes.
Yeah, it was, anyway. And I was saying,
better late than never, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad, so people can, and you've been very forthright. Against, for. And that's what people need to know. So there's no secretive stuff about this.
No. And I will tell you what I think and where my background is and where my priorities lie.
Why
I think that's
I
important.
Use?
Okay. Thanks a lot, buddy. I say buddy to everybody. Don't read into that. We're having a retired DEA agent on. They're going to be making a formal presentation later on today. It's about fentanyl in our state and our schools. And we'll be right back after the news.
Center.
Red, white, and blue. And when the band plays,
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.